Live and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, it's the same as painting anybody. It could be you. If you're wanting your portrait painted and we put a date in the diary, I often meet the sitter for preliminary talks.
Yes.
Maybe it's to choose dress, uniform, hat, tiara, crown, or whatever. So given that it's very important to establish a close working relationship, it's important we sort of get on. And it's exactly the same with members of the royal family. I'm an absolute professional, and they would look to me to being a professional. And so they would listen intently as to what I would like to happen. And they, to a person, will do their best to make it happen. So at that point, we settle upon the number of sittings and in an ideal circumstance, how they should be scheduled to get perhaps an understanding of how long the portrait would take. And often as not, the deadline's already being set, because if it's for a special visit or a special occasion, that's already in the diary. The royal family are often working a year or two ahead of the rest of us. Once the sittings are set, then we all sort of move forward. The royal yes. family, I think, probably get a little irritated by people talking about the weather. And they don't really ask, and have you travelled far? I mean, that, you know, is a sort of comic nonsense, really. They don't say things like that. And so at that very first sitting, I'm seeing the subject, the sitter, usually then in the regalia or whatever's been chosen for the portrait. In the case of this last portrait for Cambridge, the university wanted him in his official chancellor's robes, and if it was at all possible, in the chancellor's chair. And quite often they didn't finish at the appointed hour. He would often say, if you don't have to dash off, I've got nothing on for the next half an hour or so. Can I show you some of my pictures? And of course I was thrilled to see them.
Yes.
I heard him talk about them. And so we would walk through the long corridors at Buckingham Palace and remarking about pictures on the way. And as you can imagine, there's tremendous stuff hanging in the royal collection. And we'd end up after quite a stroll in his quarters, and often it's not in his study, where there will be a pile of pictures. And he would show them to me, and I would say something polite about them. That sounds rude, because I was impressed by them, because it wasn't his life's mission to become an artist.
No.
He enjoyed the doing of it, and the looking and the seeing and understanding of you, or the structure, the architecture, the way the light fell on a Norfolk church, for example, or the moors around Balmoral. And so you had this variety of pictures that were not just painted from his private estates or whatever, but from his travels and everything else. And it was clear the man couldn't help himself. He just loved doing it, but also sensing that he was bringing away from sitting in front of this beautiful landscape or this Suffolk church or just painting clouds, having looked closely at something, absorbing the detail, admiring the beauty of the color, and then the challenge of trying to capture it. So he and I did sort of bond over those conversations, and I learned an awful lot more about the man by just hearing about him talking so enthusiastically about something, because he wanted to.
And did you ever give him advice about his painting? Did he want your advice about his painting?
I was nervous, just because some people have been at the sort of the wrong end of a comment. But he sensed, I think, that he was waiting for me to say something appreciative of his efforts in trying to understand what he was trying to capture. You could see he was listening intently, wanting to learn, that allowed two artists to talk together about things that they were passionate about. And it was marvelous, absolutely marvelous. In moments when he was reflecting on his past in sittings, he would talk about moments that were special to him. And I'm sort of brush poised at this stage, because I know something really interesting is going to be repeated. And he was taking me back to the time that he was engaged to the young Princess Elizabeth, and he had been invited by the King and Queen as a guest to stay the night at Windsor Castle. And he was telling me that he waited until the royal family had gone to bed, and then with his torch would creep along the corridors and into the staterooms so he could have his own private look, his own private view of the great pictures that hang at Windsor. So I was able to sort of transport myself the moments he was telling me the story of imagining this young man with his torch looking at those amazing Leonardo da Vinci drawings, having to stand back a bit to look at the great Gainsboroughs, and then being in the Waterloo Chamber to see the incredible series of portraits by Sir Thomas Lawrence. For someone so young, without, I suppose, an artistic pedigree, if you want, without the university education, to be so moved and fascinated by pictures that he just couldn't help himself but take himself around Windsor Castle at night, looking at the paintings.
That is a lovely story. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and memories of the Duke with us.
How lovely. Thank you very much.